call the meeting into order. And the roll call, Ms. Ella Arsenault, Mr. Eric, our new board member, Mr. Christopher, Ms. Rena, and absent is Mr. Alan Moore, and our legal counsel, Mr. Stuart Bro. We're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quick prayer. Father, we thank you for this meeting today. We pray that you would bless it to be fruitful. Thank you for all those who are here at the meeting today. Give us wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right, we're starting off with comments from the library board. Any comments?
Yep. Welcome to the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control meeting. As a member of the board, I would like to announce the following. This is a public meeting. To address the Board of Control on any item on the agenda, please complete and submit the public speaker form prior to the calling of the agenda item in order to have the opportunity to speak. Additional procedures and policies for addressing the board may be found on the public speaker form. Completed speaker forms and other items for submission to the board should be handed to Ms. Nancy Hebert, seated at the table to our right. When addressing the board, state your name, parish of residence, and title for official record. All comments must pertain to library business in general and the action item being considered in particular. The 3-minute rule will be in effect. Members of the public are asked to remain quiet during the meeting to allow the board to conduct its business efficiently and to refrain from making comments while other members of the public are addressing the board from the podium. Anyone who willfully disrupts the meeting to the extent that the orderly conduct thereof is seriously compromised will be subject to removal in accordance with the applicable law. Meeting procedures are governed generally by Robert's Rules of Order, but the presiding officer may deviate from Robert's Rules of Order when necessary, convenient, or desirable for the efficient proceeding of the meeting. Please silence all phones and electronic devices. Thank you.
Thank you. And now for the director's report.
Okay, I don't have a lot. This past Saturday, the East Regional Library celebrated its 10th birthday, and the Lafayette Public Library Foundation sponsored the party. We had over 500 people show up, so we consider that to be very successful. The Lafayette Ready Start Group awarded the Lafayette Public Library with the Champion for Children Award. It was presented to Emma, our Coordinator of Outreach.
That's good. Awesome.
She did not know it was coming, neither did we. The North Regional Library is going to close beginning Monday, November 3rd, and the temporary branch will open on Monday, November 10th with regular hours. And hopefully that means maybe in the facilities report, Larry will say, oh, and we're going to start work on the renovations. Don't hold your breath. Just. And that is all I have.
Nice. Okay, thank you. And our system direct report.
Okay, at the current time, we have 6 vacancies within our system, including 1 librarian 1 position, 1 LA 1 position, and 4 LTA 1 positions. Within the last month, we had 2 promotions. Gray Usery and Cody DeBott were promoted to LTA 3s at South. We had 2 transfers. Gwendolyn Oquan, an LTA 1 at North, transferred to Maine. And Hunter Gunch, an LTA 1 at North, transferred to South. And we made offers to 2 people for vacant LTA 1 positions at East and at Maine. In the past month, I've attended the Friends Monthly Board meeting, the Bayou Land meeting. I attended the LCG Managers meeting, which was the first of many, I'm being told, and the administrative conference hosted by the State Library. I was also asked to be a guest speaker at Evangeline Elementary's monthly 4-H meeting where I spoke to members about careers in the public library. In September, we had a total of 68,782 patrons visit our libraries or use our drive-throughs, and we had 129,209 total checkouts. In addition, 6,225 patrons attended the more than 340 programs that we offered. Despite the bookmobile being in the shop for repairs for most of the month, the bookmobile still made 19 stops and had 205 patron visits, and there were 47 homebound deliveries made. And that's it.
Very good. Good stuff. All right. Thank you. And Mr. Larry, give us an update, financial updates.
All right. As it relates to the main library elevator modernization project, we're still moving forward with that one. We've initiated the budget revision through the parish council to add funding for this project, and we're hoping to send this out to the purchasing department to request a bid date in the near future. As it relates to the South Regional Library, the renovation project is still ongoing. We finally started to receive our new HVAC equipment, and it should be mobilized on site the first week of November. The substantial completion estimated date will be January 5th. Hopefully we can wrap up that project by the 5th. And also on the South Regional Library, the re-roofing project is pending contract award. Once the contract has been established, we will meet with the contractor and Public Works for a pre-construction meeting and work with our manager of that facility and establish a notice to proceed date and issue that notice to proceed to the contractor to start the project. The North Regional Library renovation project has received bids on October 16th. The apparent low bidder is Billard Construction Company. Billard? Perfect, thank you. We are still evaluating the bids and the award process, but that project is moving forward. We should have a contract in place with that vendor hopefully by late November, and hopefully issue a notice to proceed and a pre-construction meeting with that contractor as well. So that will be a winter project starting. And again, like Danny said, we will be transitioning services to a temporary location in Karen Crow on East St. Peter Street. It's a very small facility, but it's still a service, so we'll do our best. And that's all I have for facilities. As for financials, included in your packet is the financial statement for October for the current fiscal year, which begins November 1st, 2024, and ends October 31st, 2025. The report was run on October 16th, and as of that date, our revenues were at $15.7 million and $14.1 million in expenses. We are not done recording expenses yet. Those expenses trickle in throughout the next couple of months, and the financials are audited and released in early April, I believe. So it takes a minute for those financial numbers to be finalized. That's all I have for financials and facilities.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're now going to move to approval of the minutes from September's meeting and any public comments on the agenda.
Mr. President,
yes, ma'am.
President, I'd like to motion to approve the minutes of the September 15, 2025 regular board meeting.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second, and we have some public comments.
My name is Judith Konikoff, and I've lived in Lafayette Parish for over 50 years. I would like to address several points made by President Alan Moore at last September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the minutes. I would request that my comments also be covered word for word. In his remarks, Mr. Moore said, "Everyone's opinion matters and deserves to be given an opportunity to state their beliefs. Let the record reflect that Mr. Moore neglected to mention the former board president and board member Robert Judge did not give people this opportunity, and that is why Judge, LCG, and the current board president and sheriff's deputies were sued. The library meeting minutes reflect that at the November 21st, 2002 meeting, a library supporter asked the board to remove language in the meeting rules that banned mentioning BOC members by name and controversial speech, as well as removing the signs referencing Louisiana Revised Statute 1403 from the front doors of the library. Those requests were ignored by the board. Let the record reflect that if anyone had any doubt about the validity of the lawsuit brought by library supporters in 2023, they only need to look at 2 years of defense motions to dismiss, almost all of which were rejected by a federal judge. This led to LCG and other defendants coming to the plaintiffs to settle because they knew they would lose if the case went to trial. Mr. Moore said that people don't have to agree with him regarding religious beliefs, and that's true. But it's not a level playing field when the board's VP spends 1.5 hour preaching an overtly Christian sermon or when an overtly Christian prayer is prayed at every meeting. Let the record reflect that no other religions are represented at the board table. So there's no spirit of inclusivity to be promoted, despite the parish being composed of people from a variety of faiths, are ones with no affiliation to religion. Even though the majority of people in this parish may identify as Christian, it doesn't mean that they interpret the Bible or live their faith like the people on the board. If the board truly believes that all opinions and beliefs be embraced, they would allow the May 5th, 2014 Supreme Court case, Town of Greece versus Galloway, where the court ruled that while Christian prayer is permitted before public meetings, officials cannot discriminate by allowing only certain prayers from certain religions. All faiths and belief systems, including those with no religious affiliation, should have the opportunity to give an invocation. Let the record reflect that the majority of board members are appointed by the same trio of parish council members, meaning that two of the five council members, who represent about 2/5 of the parish, have almost no say in library board appointments. This is not fair representation. Thank you.
My name is Pablo Mejia. I live in Lafayette Parish. I'd like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the minutes. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments also will be. Mr. Moore said in his remarks, "I think the violence that we witnessed in our nation over the last few weeks is staggering." Let the record reflect that Mr. Moore then went on to mention three recent killings that fit into the right storyline, an assassin with possibly leftist ideologies and alleged murderers who grappled with mental illness and were in the U.S. illegally. But what he neglected to mention was the Democratic Minnesota state legislators killed and targeted by a man who identified as an evangelical Christian and harbored far-right beliefs, police officer David Rose, who was killed in the CDC shooting by a COVID conspirator, and police officer and Bangladeshi immigrant Didarul Islam, who was senselessly killed in a mass shooting in Midtown Manhattan in July. Neither Alan Moore nor any other board members in the past 4 years has held a moment of silence for anyone else. Not for Melissa Hortman and her husband, not for David Rose, not for Didarul Islam, not even for any of the victims of school shootings. The only general moment of silence that was called for by James Thomas on September 11, 2023, in memory of the 9/11 victims. Mr. Moore also mentioned Charlie Kirk in his remarks, who Mr. Moore claimed engaged in factual debate on important political life and spiritual issues and was martyred by an assassin's bullet for inviting others into conversation. Let the record reflect that Mr. Moore neglected to clarify that factual debate is a matter of opinion. Let the record reflect that Kirk pushed many falsehoods and conspiracy theories, a few of those being the Great Replacement Theory, which pushes the belief that non-white immigrants are being used to replace white citizens. He questioned the qualifications of black pilots, spoke out against the Civil Rights Act, a landmark piece of legislation, and he said prominent black women like Michelle Obama and Ketanji Brown Jackson did not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. Charlie Kirk may have invited people into conversation, but it was a conversation built on divisive and sometimes vile assertions. Thank you.
My name is Kara Chance. I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the meeting. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments will also be. Mr. Moore quotes standing in conversation with Mayor President Boulay, and so we managed to get all that information gathered together before the board meeting, but the board essentially only had a few hours. Let the record reflect that Mr. Moore neglects to mention times in the past where receiving information a short time beforehand didn't stop the board from moving forward on decisions. It did not stop them from voting no to go into an executive session in 2025 based on information Robert Judge presented to them at the meeting itself, even though it contradicted the advice of their own attorney, whose legal services are funded by taxpayers. It did not stop Mr. Judge and Stephanie Armbruster from making a motion and seconding it to attempt to pass a resolution to disaffiliate from the ALA on November of 2023 at the Board of Control meeting, even though Mr. Judge only presented that information at the meeting and not beforehand, as their attorney noted. Let the record reflect that Mr. Moore himself said that the Northeast Library process was started in 2019, and most current board members have been on the board since at least 2023, so they should have been well briefed on the library progress. An update was provided pretty much every month. Any board member could have asked for data or requested information for a decision they knew was coming. In fact, at the January 2025 board meeting, in the director's report, it was stated in part, library director and operations manager met with Ella Orsamal, chairperson of the committee, to discuss the decisions the committee will need to make at its February the 13th meeting. So the board should have been anticipating a decision and asked appropriate questions before the February board meeting. Mr. Moore also speaks of due diligence and claims the board was merely exercising responsibility. What Mr. Moore neglects to mention and what should be noted for the record is that this due diligence could and should have been practiced way before the February 2025 meeting. The bigger question is why Ms. Orsamal, as chair of the Northeast Regional Committee, did not already have the information or didn't ask for it prior to one of her multiple committee meetings. Everything should have been in position for that February meeting. Finally, Ms. Orsamal claimed in her remarks with regard to the Northeast project, all that was left for the parish council approval and the mayor president approval and her signature on that contract, we would have already been breaking ground on the Northeast Library. Let the record reflect, according to the timeline that Mr. Moore referenced, ground would not have been broken until around November 2026, if not later. Thank you.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the minutes. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments will also be. To Mr. Moore's points about programming, he spoke of how wonderful it was, what a diverse offering of programs there were for all ages. He presented all of this as if it was brand new information. But what the record does not reflect is that for many people in the room, this was not new information. We're not surprised by all the offerings because, and let the record reflect this, we use the library. We actually come into library buildings. We check out actual physical books and DVDs. We bring our children to programs and attend programs ourselves. We have for years, way before 2019. In fact, it's a little surprising that Mr. Moore, who supposedly was knowledgeable enough about the library to get appointed to the board over many other candidates, took nearly 2 years to figure this out. Perhaps Mr. Moore should have directed his comments toward Mr. Judge, who wanted to limit and control programming and narrow the scope of the library's mission, as reflected in multiple audio recordings of meetings. Perhaps Mr. Moore should direct his comments towards Greg Erdogan, past meeting attendee, who wrote in a letter to the editor that libraries should be places where people come to get information and only that. Perhaps Mr. Moore should watch or listen to the board and council meetings in August 2023, where Judge claims that foot traffic into library buildings has decreased because everyone is getting things electronically. In fact, in 2024, Mr. Moore, Ms. Arsamont, Ms. Armbruster, and Mr. Judge all voted to change the mission statement and remove the words, our community, free and equal, diverse, information, lifelong learning, recreation, and cultural enrichment. So let the record reflect that I'm surprised that Mr. Moore is excited about programs like Mahjong, which, by the way, is a tile-based game developed in 19th century China, since it really falls into the category of cultural enrichment. I'm surprised he's excited about fencing because, by Mr. Judge's reasoning, the library shouldn't duplicate services offered by Parks and Rec, and fencing is offered there. Mr. Judge even emailed Mr. Ghislaine in November 2024 asking him why recreational programs are still available since it's in conflict with the updated mission statement. So if Mr. Moore is so impressed with programming, it is because librarians have thankfully ignored the directive that he helped pass at the April 2024 meeting and instead made sure that programming remained robust, cultural, and recreational. These programs have survived in spite of the library board, not because of it.
Hi, my name is Amy Robinson. I live in Lafayette Parish. I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the meetings. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments will be too. Alan Moore declared, "So we were at a deficit in 2019, but due to great austerity principles and a team that is constantly being vigilant over the budget, we had a surplus in 2024. It needs to be entered into the record that Mr. Moore neglected to mention that the library was at a deficit in 2019 due to the millage failure in 2018, costing the library approximately $3.5 million annually. At least one former board member, Stephanie Armbruster, voted for this millage to fail, as she publicly admitted. Michael Lunsford led the charge to doom this millage, saying that the library had plenty of money. And in 2019, the library lost another $10 million, which Lunsford and the Armbrusters campaigned in favor of losing. So it's interesting that the library supposedly had plenty of money in 2018 and 2019, but Mr. Moore is now saying that it was at a deficit in 2019. Is Mr. Moore publicly stating that Michael Lunsford lied when he made statements about the library's finances in 2018 and 2019? Is Mr. Moore publicly stating that it was a bad idea for the Armbrusters to join Lunsford and others to campaign to have another $10 million taken away in 2019? That the library really couldn't afford to lose that money? Because it seems like one of the former library board members, along with a man that many board members have secret lunches with, were the ones responsible for putting the library at a deficit. Mr. Moore does not detail the austerity measures, and I would like to submit them for the record. These measures wouldn't have been necessary if the library hadn't lost the aforementioned funds. They are no more Sunday hours, reduced weekday hours at some of the branches, expansion projects for NRL and SRL turned instead into building upgrades, keeping five managerial positions filled, but paying new appointments almost $20,000 less than previous positions. In a time of cost of living increases, how can you attract quality people when you're offering less money? Larry Angel, at one of the August 2023 parish council meetings, when asked about future fiscal health of the library, said that things would be good in 5 years if things continue or as of now, or something to that effect. This means the library will be okay if the millages pass in the future, if there are no devastating storms, if the council doesn't try to come after the library budget again like it did in 2019. Let the record reflect that the austerity was not necessary and could have been avoided. It happened because of the deliberate actions of individuals, and it cost the library and this community. Let the record reflect that at the May 2025 meeting, Mr. Moore acted puzzled about any past financial crisis the library faced, as if he didn't believe it ever existed.
My name is Margaret Okers. I live in Northeast Lafayette Parish. I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks in September's meeting. His speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, and I hope that my comments will be too. Let the record reflect that board members Robert Judge and Stephanie Armbruster caused grave risk to librarian Kara Chance's job security and reputation on July 25th, 2022, when they tried to illegally fire her at a specially called board meeting that was announced only one business day before. Let the record also reflect that this attempt for firing came a day before Ms. Chance was scheduled for surgery, setting up a potential situation where she would have been without much needed health insurance. Let the record reflect that former board members Robert Judge and Erasto Padron and current board members Ella Arsamont and Daniel Kelly caused grave risk to Danny Gillane's job security and reputation when they illegally fired him in August of 2023. Let the record reflect that board member Stephanie Armbruster caused grave risk to librarians' reputations when she falsely claimed at two separate meetings in February 23 and December 2023 that librarians had said that it was their job to give children's or teens information with their, when their parents did not want them to have it. Ms. Armbruster mischaracterized a statement of two librarians on the reconsideration committee. She incorrectly claimed that they said, regarding the book in question, parents aren't providing this information to children, so we need to. And muse that these were hardly the only two librarians who felt this way. Let the record reflect, both times, one of the librarians on the committee corrected her and said that Ms. Armbruster was incorrect and that they had simply stated that this book had merit in their collection and their job was to provide access to information and not to influence. That librarian also said that it would be in violation of professional ethics to push any materials on patrons, and they have not done so. Let the record also reflect that on August 15th, 2022 meeting, at least one member of the public raised concerns about how the board was affecting employees and was limiting the library's ability to attract employees. One employee stated at that meeting that she had given her two-week resignation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Alicia Roberts. I live in Lafayette Parish. I'd like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the minutes. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments also will be. Mr. Moore said in his remarks, "Let's work together for the betterment of our community." My response is, what Mr. Moore neglected to mention is that we can't work together when the board makes changes that are not for the betterment of librarians or First Amendment freedoms, like when they disaffiliated from the ALA, banned controversial displays, or changed the mission statement to eliminate free and equal access and remove words like diverse. Let the record reflect that Mr. Moore appeared to direct his comments to library supporters when he mentioned people engaging in uncivil conversation, yet neglected to mention leaders who have stoked division, like Trump blaming Charlie Kirk's assassination on a generalized radical left, Jeff Landry, who generalized in his social media post that the left hates freedom and prosperity, Clay Higgins, who has a history of making racist remarks and threats of violence, or our very own Robert Judge, who told a grieving mother that her son's suicide was due to his LGBTQ+ identity. Moore also neglected to mention times that board members, allies, or friends in the parish council have not used facts to the betterment of our community, such as Corey Grimley, who claimed at meetings in April and August of 2022 that pornography was found in the library, specifically in the children's section. Greg Ardwen made the same claim at the December 2023 meeting. Let the record reflect that library policy has always and does continue to prohibit anything pornographic from being purchased at any time for any section of the library. The notion that the library has any pornographic material was also refuted by Mr. Gillane at the November 21st, 2022 board meeting. Josh Carlson has made multiple false remarks about the media, library supporters, and library materials at the June 2022 Parish Council meeting, so many, in fact, that the Lafayette Citizens Against Censorship had to put out a press release asking him to provide his evidence. His accusations included an assertion that there was a book in the library with a picture of a minor child performing oral sex on a man. Let the record reflect that despite being asked directly which book and what page number was this alleged book, Mr. Carlson has yet to give us that information. And Stephanie Armbruster at the February 22nd, 2021 meeting claimed that there was a national level positive feedback from multiple sources to the board's decision in January of 2021 to reject the voting rights grant. Let the record reflect that after a PRR was submitted, the board had to walk back that claim and admit there was one single email from a librarian that gave positive feedback. Thank you.
Lynette Mejia, Lafayette Parish. I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the minutes. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments will also be. Mr. Moore said in his remarks in regards to the Northeast Regional Library Project, quote, "This means that over the course of 4 years, the board was right on time with the original timeline estimates projected by Mr. Angel, and it's in the public domain for everyone to see." He also claims, quote, "Furthermore, all of the claims of delay, dragging feet, and resistance to building a new library are proven and patently false." Let the record reflect that the timeline Alan Moore referred people to shows that the library program, which I'm assuming means the library design, was approved in February 2025. This is incorrect. At the February meeting, Mr. Judge made a motion to indefinitely postpone the vote, with Mr. Moore seconding. The library design was actually approved at the March meeting after the mayor, president, and other elected officials showed up. Let the record reflect that the timeline also neglects to mention the drama in August 2023 when the parish council ordered Robert Judge to move forward after his many delays. Let the record reflect that at the parish council meeting on August 22, 2023, Robert Judge made the excuse that the board didn't have enough information or studies. A solid 1.5 years after Judge stood before the council making this claim, a year and a half during which he had the time to gather the necessary information he sought, he used more or less the same reasoning to delay the vote in February 2025. And that was hardly the first time Robert Judge or other former board members attempted to delay the process, information not reflected on the library's timeline. In February 2022, Landon Boudreaux, Stephanie Armbruster, and Robert Judge attempted to add search for leased property to board vote, moving forward with the RFP process. They did not succeed, but their action at that meeting showed that they were willing to override the Northeast Library Committee's recommendation, a committee that Mr. Boudreaux himself chaired and that Mr. Judge was a part of. This was a committee comprised of knowledgeable community members, along with both Danny Gillane and Larry Angel. Ms. Armbruster also cited financial concerns, which is ironic considering she voted against the 2018 library millage and as a spouse who publicly campaigned for moving $10 million from the library budget in 2019. In May 2023, Mr. Judge and Ms. Armbruster once again attempted to delay the Northeast Library by asking for more time to investigate lease possibilities. This was more than a full year after the committee had voted to build a building rather than lease a space. In August 2023, Judge attempted to force a vote on a lease for the third time, prompting the parish council to force him to call a special meeting to approve the land purchase. At the August 21st meeting, Judge's no vote meant that the vote to purchase land didn't pass. At the council meeting the following day, three council members expressed their great frustration towards Judge for the delays. Witnesses at the board meeting says Judge claimed the board could, quote, start with a lease space and see if it was enough, belying his claims that he actually wanted to open a Northeast branch. Thank you.
I didn't know I'd be speaking, but hello. I am a native of local, native. Briefly, since I have two minutes and 48 seconds. I grew up here. My first experience with reading was probably age 3 or 4 when my mother took us to the old library. It was free. It was the only recreation we had besides chasing chickens and picking cotton. I am appalled that anybody would restrict or attempt to change access to information. I just don't even believe it's occurring in my own state, much less my own city. I graduated UL. This is what reading in the public library led me to. A high school education, graduate of UL, upper graduate at USM, returned here and opened up a mental health practice. That is what the public library did for me. It helped me to appreciate all races, all genders, everybody's choice. I don't want to see this happening in my state. Please let me know whatever it is that I can do to help with this censorship. Thank you.
I'm Tom Hodak from Lafayette. Continuing with the response regarding Mr. Moore's statements in the September meeting, and to enter for the record the following amendments to the September meeting, hoping that my words are recorded as well, since Mr. Moore's were word for word. Mr. Moore states in regards to the Northeast Library Project, quote, "This means that over the 4 years, the board was right on the time of the original timeline estimates projected by Mr. Angel, and it's in the public domain for everyone to see. Let the record reflect the one major difference between the timeline online and the one that Mr. Angel shared with the original library and is that the latter included in bold type estimate up to 2.5 years to finalize land purchase. Note the biggest delay in Mr. Angel foresaw and land purchase, and he gave the example of the West Regional and their lack of suitable proposals. In the case of the Northeast Library, there was already a site desired by the community, which was Holy Rosary. That would have been only required a small amount of negotiation to obtain a long-term 99-year lease on the property, not a long-term lease for a storefront or a small building, a lease on the land that was suitable and could be where a library could be built. Let the record also reflect the timeline also neglects to mention the Northeast Library Committee member Lynette Mahia was removed from the community by then Chair Landon Boudreaux for exercising her First Amendment rights in writing an article critical of the board's decision to change the collection development policy. This article had no bearing on her fitness or objectivity to serve as a committee to plan a new library. Let the record also reflect that after a warning letter from Tulane's First Amendment Clinic, Ms. Mahia's was reinstated to the committee. Let the record reflect also that even after being castigated by the parish council and members of the public in August 2023, and then resigning as board president, Robert Judge still attempted to include an amendment for lease space on the September 11, 23 meeting, where the board finally voted to purchase land. Let the record reflect that in multiple meetings and news articles, it was noted the current financial issues of the Northeast Library were exacerbated due to the delays, that if things have moved quicker in 2021 in land leased and purchase, it could have been built with material costs much lower. And finally, Alan Moore and Ella Arsamont showed up at the August 1925 meeting, Parish Council.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Renee Saunier. I live in Lafayette Parish, and I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record amendments to the minutes. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments also will be. Mr. Moore remarked, "We don't solve problems by silencing each other. We solve them by sharpening the truth against error in the public square in unity." What Mr. Moore neglected to mention, and what I'd like to submit for the record, is that we don't solve problems when a small minority takes advantage of their publicly appointed position to talk for half an hour about items not even on the agenda. We don't solve problems when a group who has almost uniformly been appointed by the same three council members takes concrete steps to narrow the scope of the library's mission, or bans displays that represent diverse populations in the community, or takes away ALA from librarians, despite many knowledgeable members and public librarians themselves issuing objections. We don't solve problems when a minority tries to act as the majority and speak for everyone when they are given unlimited time at a public forum to do so. Mr. Moore later talks about library cards and school partnerships, saying, and that was something that Mr. Gillane started years and years ago and then picked back up when he came in back into the directorship. Let the record reflect that what Mr. Moore neglects to mention is that Mr. Gillane came back into the directorship after being unceremoniously fired and then rehired. This firing happened at the August 21st, 2023 meeting where Mr. Robert Judge, Ella Arsma, Daniel Kelly, and Erasto Padron were present. This unjust firing led to the resignation of then board president and lawsuit defendant Robert Judge, and the board quickly had to backtrack to let Mr. Gillane resign. Mr. Moore also explains that the school ID library card program says that in other words, they don't have to go and get an additional library card. They use their school ID and they come straight into our system. What Mr. Moore neglects to mention, and let the record reflect, is that all student cards will be restricted, meaning that students may not be able to check out books they need for school, especially if their parent or guardian isn't able to make it to the library during library hours to unrestrict their card. And how that would have been different had the board chosen an opt-in rather than opt-out option with the cards, where parents exercising their parental rights could decide if they wanted their child's card restricted. Instead, the board acted in loco parentis and made that decision for every child and every parent, putting the burden on parents to give their child full access to resources, many of which they may need for school. Thank you.
Hi, Anna Gauthier, Lafayette Parish. I'd like to comment on a statement Alan Moore made during his State of the Library presentation at the September board meeting. Mr. Moore mentioned that growth in our library programming was the result of the hard work of our librarians and administrative staff who, quote, go and work on budgets and ask the council for more money, which Danny just did, to expand programming even more, and to be able to reach out into the community. Danny, thank you for going and doing that. I fully agree with Mr. Moore, but what he neglects to mention are the many occasions when the board chose not to advocate for increased library funding. At the July 19, 2021 meeting, the board voted for a continuation of existing levy amounts, selecting the option that would bring the least amount of money to the library, and they declined to ask the council to roll the millages forward. And at the June 2023 board meeting, the board voted against rolling the tax forward, permanently forfeiting funds because it was a reassessment year. Had the board voted to roll the millage forward, the library would have maintained the same level of funding as in prior years. And at the October 17, 2023 Parish Council meeting, Ms. Ella Arsmont spoke and urged members not to override Mayor President Guillory's veto and allow the millage to be rolled forward. As a sitting library board member, she was aware of how tight finances were with the upcoming plans for Northeast Regional, yet chose not to support a measure that would have benefited the library's budget. Ms. Arsmond claimed that the library had a rainy day fund balance of 10 to 13 million. At the August 5, 2024 meeting, the board voted to request that the parish council levy the 2024 library millage rates at the same rates as the 2023 millages. Yet at the March 17th, 2025, I know this information overload, sorry. Ms. Arsma proposed the middle option for Northeast Regional Library, the new construction, and stated that she could not consciously allow the library system to go backward and be in the red like they were just a few short years ago when we had... But here's the thing. There is something that can be done to keep this from occurring again. Request the millage rates be rolled forward when you have a chance. Advocate for bringing the failed millage back on the ballot. Don't keep the budget smaller when you have the opportunity to increase your finances. And don't let your chosen austerity be the...
My name is Matthew, and I live in Lafayette Parish. I would like to address several points made by Alan Moore in his opening remarks at September's meeting and enter for the record the following amendments to the minutes. Since Mr. Moore's speech was covered word for word in the September minutes, I hope that my comments also will be. In Alan Moore's remarks, he quoted Daniel Kelly from the February meeting saying, "We're going to see if we can have a meeting at least by Monday of next week or Tuesday of next week," meaning another meeting to discuss the Northeast Regional Library. Let the record reflect they did not have a meeting the next week. Mr. Moore said, regarding the February 2025 meeting, quote, "Robert again explains the motion to postpone indefinitely," and I quote Robert here, "it simply takes it off of this meeting. That's all it does," end quote. Let the record reflect that what Mr. Moore didn't note was that Robert Judge almost certainly chose that motion to cause chaos. He has a 4-year track record of doing exactly that. He knew how, quote, "postpone indefinitely" would sound, causing confusion and anger. He should have used postpone to a certain time, or definitely, to ensure that the motion would make it to another agenda. Mr. Moore also forgot to mention the elephant in the room, and this needs to be noted in the minutes, since we all know how Mr. Moore believes in the importance of facts. And this is a fact. People don't trust Robert Judge. They don't trust him after watching him attempt one illegal firing and carrying out another. They don't trust him after he flashed a picture on the screen at the February 2023 meeting that didn't even come from a children's book. They don't trust him after he had one library supporter arrested at a meeting, me, and had another supporter escorted out by armed sheriff's deputies at another. They don't trust him after he twisted facts to push for disaffiliation from the American Library Association. They don't trust him after he revised the mission statement and took out the words diverse, equal, and free. They don't trust him after time and again he tried to go against the wishes of the First Northeast Committee and push for a building lease option. They don't trust him after he tanked a vote for a land purchase at the August 2023 board meeting, so they're not going to trust him when he tries to mansplain what indefinitely postponed means. And let the record reflect, in response to Ms. Arsimal's comments about the project being taken away from them while they were making progress, they put themselves in that situation. Despite Mr. Judge's track record of leading the library board in the wrong direction, the majority of the board members listened to him at the February meeting, and he led them off a cliff. At some point, elected officials will get fed up with the delays and take actions themselves, and this shouldn't have been a surprise. Council threatened to do it all the way back in 2023. Since I have 30 seconds left, I want to say, let me just add that I copied the library board on my testimony about the arrest to the mayor president and the parish council. So like, you guys all knew what the man did, and you all still kind of endorse his way of life, so it really shouldn't have come as a surprise that they took your little project when you were making progress. Thank you.
Right, thanks for all those comments. I have a question just for Mr. Larry. In 2019, was the library board, library itself in a deficit at that time that you can recall?
Yes, sir.
Do you have an idea roughly about what that?
At the peak of our operating deficit, I think it was estimated at $1.2 million budgeted. But that's budgeted, not actuals. Actuals are typically way less than that. But at the peak of our deficit, it was is about a $1.2 million budgeted deficit.
Okay. I was curious about that. And then that was a $10 million fund that was moved.
Correct. There was a rededication put before the voters of Lafayette Parish that moved $10 million of the library's fund balance towards drainage and Parks and Rec. I think $2 million for Parks and Rec and $8 million for drainage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Lyra.
Sure.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the table to approve the September 15th minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Any opposed?
Any opposed?
I would like to make a note that I abstain because I was not present at the meeting and I'm still reviewing Mr. Moore's comments.
Okay. All right, we have the ayes have it, and the motion carries. All right, moving on to new business, the library calendar. The board would consider adopting the proposed library calendar for 2026.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion, motion that the board approve the proposed library calendar for 2026.
I will second that motion.
Okay, great. Have a motion and a second. Any comments concerning the calendar? Thank you. All right, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any abstain? None. All right, the motion carries. All right, moving on, the board will consider, let's see here.
B.
Same thing on here.
The board meetings.
Okay. Board will consider adopting a proposed 2026 regular board meeting schedule.
Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
When looking at the calendar for February 16th, 2026, I believe that the library will be closed, the main library, because is that Mardi Gras festivities? So if Maine is going to be closed that day, then maybe we should reschedule our board meeting, and I'd like to suggest that we schedule it for February the 9th, the Monday before, if that works for the board. Unless y'all want a different day. It's a suggestion.
Thank you.
Just a suggestion.
Amongst the board members. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And also, since we normally don't meet in July, can we just vote to not have a meeting in July, or are we required to put it as optional and then vote in June?
The bylaws say that the board will vote in June and November as to the July and December meetings.
Perfect.
So, based on the bylaws, I think we should
absolutely
do that at the time.
At the time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I second to approve that February, you say February 9th?
Yes, sir.
That works with everybody's schedule at this moment. To have our Board of Control meeting on that date. Any comments about that? Any comments? Okay.
Danny, will that work for the staff? Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the election of the officers. The first election we're going to deal with today is the office of president. On today, the board will elect a president for the term November 2025 to October 2026. And we're going to go. Yep.
Can I ask Mr. Stewart a question? Sure. Mr. Stewart, can you just, because this is my first election process on the board, because last year I had just been appointed. Can you go over which of us are eligible and do we nominate each other or do we nominate ourselves?
Can't nominate yourself.
Okay, thank you. And who is eligible and who isn't?
The only people ineligible would be people who have served two consecutive terms already for that office. So if you've served two terms consecutively for president, you would no longer be eligible, and the same for vice president.
Does that apply to anyone on our board currently?
I believe so, yes. I believe that Mr. Kelly has been president for 2 years.
Okay.
And Mr. Moore has been vice president for 2 years. Okay. So each of those individuals.
Stewart. Mr. Moore has only been vice president for 1 year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you for correcting.
Okay. So Mr. Kelly, too. Okay, thank you.
Was
Ms. Rena finished? Were you finished?
Oh, I'm finished with my questions to Mr. Stewart. Do I need to go on with more comments?
Shh. Well, if you want to nominate yourself or someone for president, we're working on president right now.
I would like to nominate Ms. Ella Arsamont as president of the board.
And I'd like to nominate Alan Moore for president of the board.
I'd like to nominate as well Alan Moore as president of the board.
I would like to nominate Ms. Ella as president for the board.
Do we take a vote?
I think we may need to back up and have, there's a motion. I think the initial motion on the floor was for Ella Arsamont, and then there was a second, and then, so that motion
okay,
needs
so
to be
just,
taken up.
We just nominating people, then we do this one at a time?
I think that would be the appropriate way to handle it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just in the same manner as motions are made.
When I went to a recent LCG Parish Council meeting, they made nominations. After nominations were made, then they voted on who they wanted to choose, and then the majority votes got
that,
the position.
Yeah, I think that's fine. If it's up to the president.
But
how
that's the way we did
business.
It before. We all picked the name and took the numbers. I was writing down two and two.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we going to take a vote? Do you want to take a vote?
We have Mr. Holmes. Is going. We're going to keep it the same way.
Shh.
There would be public comment before a vote is taken.
I will nominate Mr. Alan Moore, President.
So should we go to public comments?
So we got three and two. Okay. So, all right. We now we just go. What do we do next?
I mean, there's just been these nominations on the. I mean, there's been no vote. So before the board would take action, you would have public comment, and then you would have a vote of the board.
All right, so any public comments? No public comments. All right, so all in, so Stuart, I'm this is my first time, so thank you for working with me.
I think at this point, you just.
Public comment? I'm sorry, I didn't realize y'all were asking. Can we make a public comment yet?
We fill out the form at the beginning of the, before the meeting starts, on the topic that you would like to speak on.
Correct. The public comment card needs to be put in before the agenda item is called. Okay. So, correct. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me? No, there's public comment after the motion is made, but in order to speak publicly, you have to submit the card before the action item is called. Yeah. Okay, thank
you. All right. So Alan Moore has been voted, has been elected as...
No, there's been... You need to, I think, go through each individual and ask for who they're voting for.
All right, I thought we just did that.
No, that was renominations.
Okay. All right. Ms. Ella Arsenault.
Okay. Alan Moore for president.
Okay. Mr. Eric.
Ms. Ella for president. Mr. Allen for vice president.
Just on president.
Alan Moore for president.
Okay. And I, Alan Moore for president.
I vote for Ms. Ella Arsamont as president.
Okay. All right. Okay, we have 3-2 vote. Mr. Alan Moore will be officially our new president of the board. Congratulations, Mr. Moore. He's not here. And then we take public comments. No, we move to the next one.
I guess we can accept, if that's how you want to handle it, some nominations, and or just essentially you're having board discussion and then moving to the vote after.
All right. So we can move to the vice president.
They don't have three votes. Mr. Moore didn't have the courage to show up.
I'm sorry. Can we clarify as to who?
Yeah, we have Mr.
Allen.
Allen. Chris and
there's four votes for Alan Moore and what?
Only three.
Who voted for Ella Arsenault? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, so we don't have a majority. Thank you.
So we have to postpone that.
Correct.
Okay.
You just want to maybe make a publicly say we will postpone.
All right, we don't have a quorum on it, so we will publicly postpone for the president to the next meeting. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And thank you for walking us through that. This is my first time. Appreciate it.
Not.
Thank you. All right.
There's been no...
No quorum, so we can't...
We didn't have a quorum.
Okay.
Or we didn't have the requisite number of votes.
All right. And so now we're moving on to the election of the vice president.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Ella Arsamal for vice president.
I'd like to also nominate Ms. Ella Arsenault for vice president.
I'll nominate Mr. Allen for vice president.
I will nominate myself, Rena Bradley, for vice president.
On that? Okay. Same ball.
Call the vote. Okay. And then.
All right.
I'm going to vote for myself, okay. Ella Arsenault.
Ella Arsenault. Mr. Eric?
I vote for Mr. Allen for vice president.
I vote for Ms. Ella Arsenault, vice president.
And I vote Ms. Ella Arsenault as well, vice president.
I vote for myself, Rena Bradley.
So we gotta wait.
There's only three.
Yeah. So it's postponed.
Correct. Just postpone. Okay.
Postpone.
All right. We're gonna postpone the election of the president and vice president to the next board meeting. Public comments. All right. And now moving on to the library book discard, the board will be asked to take action related to the discarding of books.
Mr. President, may I?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Galane, the books that we are voting on, there haven't been any added to the list or taken away. It's the same.
You're voting on the same list that you voted on at the last meeting. No changes, no additions, no subtractions. Everything's exactly the same.
5,094?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to discard the books.
Christopher, there's a motion that's in the packet.
I'd like to make a motion for the library to discard 5,094 books having been out of use for over a year due to the books being superseded, obsolete, unused, or otherwise unnecessary.
I second that.
Got a second. Okay, Eric, thank you. I have a motion and a second. Any comments on that motion?
No comments.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. Right. Okay. Any public comments that is not on the agenda? Okay.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. I don't think that it's any coincidence that these little soapbox sermons that Alan has been giving started in August, the meeting after you voted to settle the lawsuit. We understand that you're feeling vulnerable and probably feel the need to show us you're in charge, but just know that as you talk, so we will talk back. We can't work together for the betterment of our community when people seek to undermine and demonize storied public institutions. We can't work together when what we've seen over the past 4.5 years is a hostile takeover of our library system. Mr. Moore in March called some public comments abhorrent and visceral. Yet what he neglected to mention is that those comments were in response to abhorrent actions by the board to delay once more a vote for the Northeast Library. Mr. Moore demanded civil discourse and respect, which can't happen when people have to listen to him for an hour and have no chance to respond. He created a situation in which his voice was heard and everyone else's was silenced. Civility is more than speaking in a calm, steady voice. Civility is more than just saying a friendly hi to someone. Civility is about the actual words you say and the actions you take. And many, many words and actions that have come from the Library Board of Control these past 4.5 years have been uncivil, divisive, pugilistic, and cruel. Stop using civility as a weapon. What you really say when you mean civility is that you want us to sit there, listen to you, and then accept your bad decisions. We are going to continue to call you out, just like we have been doing for almost 5 years now. A religious text implores us to let your yes be yes and your no be no. It was ironic that it was used last month in reference to one of the most manipulative and dishonest former board members. But this month, I'd like to address my fellow library supporters with a similar sentiment. In 2021, when it became evident that the library needed extra support to defend itself against Christian nationalist attacks on First Amendment freedoms and needed people to speak up, you said yes. When it was clear that our work had moved beyond attending a few meetings, you said yes to setting up an organization to defend First Amendment freedoms and the right to read, and the Christian nationalist and Michael Lunsford did not like that. When the board tried to ban books because it went against their own personal religious beliefs, you came to meetings and said no. When the board tried to unjustly fire a highly skilled, knowledgeable, beloved librarian, you stood up and said no. And when the council stacked the board with far-right appointees who do not have the library's best interest at heart, you showed up and said no. And what we have not been able to stop these past 4 years, we have made sure to shine a light on, so this sabotage does not happen in darkness. And history will be on our side. And finally, to the board, many of us were at the No Kings rally on Saturday, advocating for our First Amendment rights as well as yours. You're welcome.
Kara Chance, the library is not only one of the few remaining free and equal access community building spaces, it's also an integral part of our civic infrastructure. Our democracy relies on an informed citizenry, and the library provides free and equal access to organized information and knowledge without surveillance, paywalls, or discrimination. Unlike other information sources, libraries do not depend on commercialized content sitting on private infrastructure gatekept by personal means. Removing the words free and equal access and diversity not only hurts the library, it undermines and curtails democracy. Please restore a free and equal and diverse community to the mission of the library. While I was sitting over there, I just asked ChatGPT about the history of racism in Louisiana libraries. And not that long ago, there were segregated services, segregated bookmobiles, totally segregated services. In Clinton, Louisiana, people protested, and it went to the Supreme Court. So I asked, what about Lafayette, Louisiana? What's the history of racism in libraries in Lafayette, Louisiana? The answer was in 2021, 2022, 2024, to 2025. Free and equal and diversity, the words matter.
Good evening. I'm Jay Reagan, Lafayette. I live in the heart of Lafayette near UL, near a hell of a lot of young people who are scared for their lives and safety right now. I, my partner, my friends, my family, and others in my community have lost people to political violence or fear the violence plaguing our country. Just a month ago, Trey Reed, a young black man, was lynched at Delta State University in Mississippi, which has been covered up by the police and dismissed by right-wing provocateurs, despite evidence of foul play in retaliation for his sister's comments about Charlie Kirk, a man that Alan Moore sat here and eulogized last month. I've heard no eulogies for him, no prayers at these board meetings. I've heard no eulogies for victims of police brutality, anti-trans violence, people who have been run over by trucks at protests. These are people that are vulnerable to political violence. Yet the library board that routinely demonizes minority groups has remained silent, preferring instead to pray for and eulogize a man that perpetuated that violence. The comments made by Alan Moore at the last board meeting were wholly inappropriate and out of place. Everyone sitting here today who has no problem with these comments should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Thank you.
Okay, Melanie Champagne, Lafayette Parish. I just want to point out the fact that of all the speakers that came with corrections, y'all just like went with it. So just don't, so please don't act like you care about public opinion beside yourselves. Some of you were nominated or appointed to this board by Josh Carlson, who told me after a parish meeting that people with literacy degrees and who work in literacy areas are child predators. In fact, he said that he called us pedophiles. So I just want to let you know who this person is who nominated you. So just keep some of you, keep that in mind. Also, as a poor little girl from a very small town who was raised by a black man, I just want to say that I have been coming up here for a good year asking to put diversity and free back in the library mission statement because I just don't understand what the rationale is. I've also asked for the rationale. For 1 year, possibly more, I have asked the good reason to take out diversity and free and equal access from the mission statement. Silence from this board. I also want to say something else. I am a teacher, and I taught with one of the first black women who was allowed to attend UL. We taught together, we cried together, we laughed together, and let me tell you about merit. This woman had merit, and the fact that she's no longer with us, I can only imagine what she would think about when she knows that diversity was taken out of this library mission statement. It's offensive. I am angry and I'm tired of this board just roaming through, running over people's opinions, neglecting the things that people have come and cried and begged and pleaded that you return that mission statement, that you listen to the people here. And it is just ridiculous. So I want to stand in for one of the first Black women who was allowed to go to UL, get an education degree, and spent her entire life serving the students in this parish. She also wasn't even allowed to ride public transportation to get to UL, so she walked. So let me tell you about merit. That is merit.
Alicia Roberts, Lafayette Parish. I wasn't planning on talking again, but I have to be real honest with you guys. It's super embarrassing that as I've been on a parish commission before and I've served on several nonprofits on the board of directors, and this is not super personal, so don't take it that way, but it's very embarrassing for you guys to be an institution of education and for the majority of you to sit up here during basic Roberts Rules of Orders stuff, like during the election part of the president and vice president, and be like, we have no idea what we're doing, and it's my first time. I don't know what's going on. It's your job on this board to know what's going on before you walk in those doors. The fact that you don't know how to do the basics of running a board meeting shows that you have no business on a board with this kind of power.
It was awesome. Thanks for those great comments, you guys. Great. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Mr. President, do we have to make the announcements? We kind of skipped over that to go to public comments. Are we required to read the announcements?
Can.
Number 9.
You can, yeah.
I'll do it. Reminder that the next library board meeting will be Monday, November 17th, 2025. Reminder that yearly ethics training and sexual harassment training must be completed before December 31st, 2025.
Meeting is adjourned. Have a good night.